life.
If you are still sleeping now, bros.
You are
either a rich man or you're a poor man.
Because I mean,
where you be sleeping at
because
this time?
Because I'm past silly. We check your time now. Is what?
Except you are a night walker. Yeah, excuse.
If but not. They are not. But then your eyes are closed. Two of it.
What are you gonna hit if you are sleeping now?
A little folding of the hand.
Oh,
you complete it.
And your poverty comes back crawling in. Hello.
Wake up.
But hey, we are not prophets of doom. No poverty.
No.
Good morning, Lagos. This is What's Up, Lagos. Yes, the official noisemakers on this number one dial when it comes to talk, news, and sports radio station. Yes.
And a sprinkle of What's Up, Lagos.
I see the sweetest. You got it, pain there.
Yes.
I see the pain there.
Yes. I'm doing the brain jutter step now.
Everybody, hey. Follow me.
Bow, bow.
My name is Mary Anacom, welcoming you to the show this Wednesday morning because the week don't break until two. You know what I mean? In 2 days now, we're going to be doing weekend things.
Yes.
And it's always sweet in the middle, you know.
Yes.
Midweek is sweet.
Yes, I guess.
Because I mean, I get what you mean. You are in the middle of the week, you know that the week is about to end.
I get what you mean. Auntie. I get what you mean now.
Hey.
My dear.
I am so done with Feta, but she's back, guys. All her lovers, they were asking me, where is our wife? She has
I'm
come back.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do for her now? Are you going
to
send her flowers?
What are you going to do
by the way, oh my God, the most interesting thing happened to me today, guys. I woke up to a message saying they were sending me flowers.
Today?
Yes.
What
kind of question is this?
What do you do with flowers?
Wow. Girl,
I had to rain on your parade.
I'm
happy.
So sorry. Yeah, I mean, oh my God.
Flowers.
I mean, it's the sweetest thing. I love me some flowers. So I don't know about you, but I say, give me money.
Are
give
you
money.
Sure that you actually love flowers? Because I don't want to hear allergies tomorrow. That's you.
So I do have allergies to pollen, but pollen only comes from breathing flowers that are alive.
So that's okay. That's,
so yeah,
that's
so if you send me flowers,
what have you told the person that you shouldn't send you?
The person knows me, so the person sent me really nice flowers. Do you not know that there are really nice flower shops in Lagos?
That's your business. I will buy you a good bunch of it.
Girl, buy those are not flowers, those are vegetables.
It's flower, it's traditional flower.
This is how you know that they are villagers. This is how you know them.
Yes, peace.
Eh? And they'll be doing Slay Queen. Look at them.
Yes.
Anyway, good morning, Lagos. I hope that you have had a great Monday and a Tuesday because we have come with Wednesday energy for you. Yes. And today, we're going to start off the show as usual with Sound Off. We're going to be sounding off on something very positive as usual. Most times we don't talk about positive things because, you know, in this Nigeria, they always give you something to talk about.
But it's a great day today.
It's a good day, so we're going to take advantage of it. And right after that, we'll go into our musings for the day and our second segment. Hey, God, are you ready for debate? Oh, my God. Mr. Moderator, panel of judges, co-debaters, hey, I'm here to propose the motion. That's what we're going to do. Because I know that the table that Steve Harvey is shaking now, we break today. Yes. Yes, and that's what the show is going to be. 2 hours of nonstop fun. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
To you. 14 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. This is What's Up Lagos, and this is Sound Off. Apparently, the first batch of students and Nigerians who have been rescued from Sudan will be arriving the country any moment from now. Shekere for them. I mean, just like Feta says, every now and again, when something good happens, we are actually supposed to appreciate government, appreciate those who've done it, because you see, when they do bad, we're here also on this table to drag them. But we must applaud, even though there's been a lot of drama surrounding it. The National Assembly is about to probe, you know, all of the happenings. The fact that these drivers had to abandon the journey midway because of money issues. Exactly. But we must applaud, you know, the government and, of course, those who have supported Dangote, as it yesterday had said that he was going to collaborate with Air Peace and, of course, the government, the Foreign Affairs Division of the government, to get these Nigerians back to safety. We must applaud them. And the world needs more Onyemas and Dangotes and people who step up, you know, for our compatriots, our brothers and our sisters in diaspora. And we appreciate it. I'm talking about people in diaspora. Our people in diaspora are doing a lot of things. They're doing amazing stuff. And when they're in trouble, it's okay for us to reach out and help them. And I want to appreciate Abike Dabiri-Erewa, even though me and her, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But she's done great. Geoffrey Onyema, they've done great. Even though you have questions to answer, we applaud you for at least bringing our brothers and our sisters home. And let us not stop here. Let's not hear another drama tomorrow. Get everybody home to safety. Sure. And when it's safe to go back to Sudan, if they want to go back, then they can do that. But in the meantime,
come home.
Bring them home. But we must applaud you once again for doing great. We must applaud you. You've done a great, you know, you've done great work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing great. And we thank you. Thank you to Geoffrey Yema. Thank you to Mr. Dangote Aliko. Thank you to, what's his name? The Air Peace guy. It's also Yema, isn't it?
That's who you just mentioned.
No, Geoffrey Yema is the Foreign Affairs Minister.
The both of us are forgotten.
So, but the Air Peace MDCO, we appreciate you. Amazing guy. We thank you. And that's our sound off this morning. It's on a great note. We need more people who are who place value on human lives, who place value on the lives of the average Nigerian, and not just pay lip service to it. We applaud you one more time. Alan Onyema, yes. Yeah. Alan Onyema. You see, the Onyemas are many.
Onyema. This is Onyema.
Onyema. Yeah. All of them are Onyemas. thank you very much, guys. And so all those who are coming home, welcome home. Welcome home.
Yes,
welcome. You come and see what we're seeing.
I wanted to say that it may not have been as swift as we expected, but it actually happened.
But it did happen.
So a win is a win.
And people, a win is a win.
A win is a win.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you to the National Assembly for wanting to probe them, because they have questions to answer. And we don't want to hear that they told them to come and they did not come. We'll be here again to drag them. But that sound off.
Take you to Lagos.
Oh my, if we are going to any audition, they have sent us home.
No,
I'm sorry, guys.
Says?
You know, I have a great singing voice. It's just
what?
That my tonsillitis are still healing, okay? And they're not my tonsillitis. The tonsils in my throat are still healing. And that's why my voice is terrible.
Marianne,
right
I don't
now.
Think any judge will hear me sing like that and not still, you know, approve of me.
What's
I mean,
wrong with
take you to Lagos. That's beautiful. What?
I want to take a swipe at one show that is on TV now. Anybody that sings and says, ooh, they say, take vocal.
I didn't know you saw it.
I don't want to say what I want to say, but people don't know what you're
doing. I took my time and I saw that. I watched it on Sunday. And I was like, what is going on here?
It's a mess. That show is a mess. I did not call anybody's name, but they're all a mess.
Woo!
Somebody will just say, they say, go card. I'm like,
funny enough.
Or when will you get out from that place?
But I think what I saw and what you saw is even quite different. People who I thought actually sang well,
they will not give them. Then anybody that comes and says,
I'm like, okay.
I thought it was just me, though. I thought it was just me.
Anyway, we didn't call anybody.
We didn't call anybody name. Come on, miss me outside. I'm outside here. It's me. Come outside. I'm outside Nigeria. If then they are not
born.
If they're
you well. Across this
they
line,
they are not born you well. I do. You understand? Who's that?
I don't even know.
Oh my god. Well, let's it's time for our meetings this morning, and we're going to drop it before we go in a bit. Like, that wasn't me, though. Like, cause, oh my God, who was that?
Continue asking. I do not block you. They have a recording of your voice.
I do not do Agbeyrish
stuff. They have a recording of you when you introduced the show and your name.
That was not my voice, though.
Okay.
Because you know that the charlatan just left the studio. All right, guys, let's talk about advice. You know, they say that great advice can take you places. I don't know why they say that. But what's the best advice that you've gotten in your life? What's the best advice you've gotten as a person, as a human being? The one that touched you, it kind of ignited something in you. What's that advice? And because I know that people, you know, that people that always say, let me advise you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes after time, that thing that they want to tell you is not an advice. But then there are people who, you know, that when you are in a, you know, tight corner or you're in a fix, you can go to them. You will get great nuggets of wisdom and great advice.
This is an infomercial.
Anyway, guys, before we go for the infomercial.
Is that how?
Yes. What is the best advice you've gotten as a human being? We'll be back after this break to take your thoughts and your comments. Don't forget, we are on Twitter. We are on WhatsApp. It's 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Start now to send us your messages. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the ones that Feta and I have gotten and that how it's helped us, you know, to grow as human beings. But that's what we're musing on today. So start thinking. What's that advice that you took that has helped you? That if you did not, you probably would have been a dead dog today. We'll be right back. Yes, we do, but we're in Victoria Island. It's me and Crescent, precisely. It is What's Up, Lagos? 31 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. I am Mary Anna Cohn.
I'm Feta.
Back, yes. And our boyfriend is joining us very soon.
Very soon. All
right, and we're going to be complete. So we're asking this morning, what is the best advice you've gotten as an adult or as a young person? And how has it shaped your life? That's what we're talking about today. So think long and hard before you join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Or send me a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. If you're a lady, you can call me 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We want to hear from you this morning. What's the best advice? Word of advice, or maybe a whole day's advice that you've gotten that has changed your life? Maybe for the best. Or even for the worst. You know, people say,
oh, that's true. That's
if I didn't answer. Take this advice from Feta, maybe I would have not been pregnant with three children.
Why me now? Why
with
me?
With a terrible husband. It's Feta that pushed me.
That's not true. I would never do that to anybody.
But you know, maybe Feta had best intentions, but she did not also realize that the man was a hanima.
Was a Hanima.
Have you heard somebody insulting somebody? Hanima. Hanima.
I've actually heard somebody who's not Yoruba insulting somebody and calling the person Kabiesi. She thought it was an insult. She honestly thought that she was calling the person like a fetish. But she's like, Kabiesi, Kabiesi. And people are looking at her. What are you saying?
She
thought she wanted to call him like a fetish, like a babala. Say babala was different from Kanye.
Yes. Oh well, but that's the language barrier. Let's go to some of the messages and then we'll start.
Okay.
On the phone.
So this guy says, "Good morning, beautiful ladies in the studio. You and your co-presenter are too much. If I lose my job, I will hold you guys responsible.
Hold me.
Hold her. Okay, I have been laughing in the office. I can't hold the laugh. The best advice is from my dad. He always says, embrace your weakness and look to make it your strength. Love and respect to you guys. Constantine from Czech Republic." Okay,
Constantine.
Don't worry.
Say his name again.
Constantine.
Oh, okay.
It's the same way I want to say Veterinarian.
You know, there's so many tongue twisters. Constantino, Constantine. I got it.
Mine is Veterinarian. and digital.
I never have a problem saying digital. It's just because you said it. And so, yeah, whatever.
Digital.
All
right. No, Mahala, embrace your weakness and look to it to make it your strength. Love it. Okay?
I like it. That's a mantra. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers.
In fact, when I go give him a check number, maybe when I give him a check number, make I send something to you.
Okay. Noted.
When I check number, exactly. Hello?
Oh, yeah, tell us about
check something.
The best advice is that life for
Simon. Boko, you have to go back to that place that does not have good network.
Your network is terrible. Ah. Your connection is bad. Please call us back, Kaboko. 0700-993-993-993-993. What is the best advice you've gotten? Or what's the worst advice that you've gotten?
That's a twist.
And you thought that it was a good advice. You took it because of the person it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out. How did you feel? And do you ever listen to that person again?
I'm thinking right now if I've ever taken any bad advice from anybody. And I can't even remember. Because, I mean, you have to filter anything anybody tells you. As good as it sounds.
You know that there was a time in life where you would, anything your friends said, you'd take it because they're your friends. And when you're a teenager, your friends are like lit. So you tell anybody.
Is it lit?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so you don't listen to us, but your friends. So even when your mom is saying, oh, mom, you're so old, please, mommy.
You're not cool.
Mommy, you're not cool. You don't even know it. Please.
I can't say that to my mom. I'm just saying that's what they say. If I try it.
Eh?
I'm not coming.
You will lose the front seat.
Even now. I'm not coming to work tomorrow. That's
you will lose it. Mr. Isan,
a chorance.
Oh, dear.
A chorance.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Quiet.
Sorry about that. The phone lines are all blinking, but we're not able to take all your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? That's the problem.
What's really happening?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Comrade, hello.
Okay, comrade, go.
My mama is saying I need to go shoot myself if I join and do that. And that blessing say, if me and my wife, the father, make her another room, make her no job for 5 days.
Okay.
So as I do, when I came out, they're going to ask me say, if I have Kwashoko.
Okay.
I'm not blessed. They make a look myself inside my room because I didn't want to slap for her. They make a look myself.
Okay.
I didn't get the part where he said if two people are fighting, who's fighting?
Yeah, that's messy. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry. Hello, good morning. What's happening? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Church alive.
Now, is the one of Odogolu land.
Ah, now only you.
Now only me arrive. Oh.
Yes, sir.
From Sudan, I come back yesterday. They nearly shoot me. Oh, but
they lie for you.
Don't like this.
Stop her.
Why do you think I'm lying?
Is it why you lying?
I said go there. Immediately I go there, I can't see what they happen. Now I don't come back.
Now
they're the place.
Now let you by yourself come. Nobody
now
help you.
I myself come back. Oh, I don't arrive this
morning.
I don't
even help other people. We won't come back.
You can't nobody.
Now everybody go help himself. Oh, now help myself.
You're not a good Nigerian.
Hey, I've arrived now. Let me talk my own.
Tell us.
You see, the best advice I get, it's when I'm leave Port Harcourt to Ogun State. Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yes. So when I come to this place, I don't know what to do. I was just, because it's a new place to me, I never know the ground, I never know how the people behave here. So I now go to one of our man there. I ask him, what do you think I can do that can help me to just manage the short time I'm going to stay? He said, okay, do this one. And I follow his advice, and it's working for me till today. Mm-hmm. I leave Port Harcourt 1991,
Ogun
State. And I'm still here doing that thing that man told me, and he's still carrying me up to today. Anytime I remember how I started, I always thank that man because he gave me a good advice, and I work on it, and it's working for me.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That's very good, AJ.
Welcome back from Sudan,
You too, welcome back.
With your empty plane. Well, I mean, there's nothing as great as good advice that you practice that you know take into consideration,
and then it works for you.
Yes, and you're always grateful, even when you just hear the person's name, you're just like, ah, God will bless this person. He did this for me. Anyway, join the conversation. Send us your WhatsApp messages, 08095975805. That's the number for you to send a WhatsApp message to. Please don't call that number. But if you do want to call, it's 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. All right. Turn off your radio when you call us. It's very simple. That way you can hear me and I can hear you.
Okay. On WhatsApp here, this person says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Love you guys so much. Please, what up, Stretch? Tochukwu from Isolo.
Stretch is in The Hague, but he'll be back.
He'll be back soon.
Maybe this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oga Charles from Agopala says, my worst advice was investing MMM Ponzi.
MMM.
And selling my business here in Lagos and relocate to Oyo. So what did you advise yourself after that? Because it's the advice we're centering on.
So I'm confused. Did you sell your business to invest in MMM and move into another state, or... The MMM is on
investing is one thing that he did. Okay. He's talking about mistake. We're talking about advice. Mm. But anyway, Sha. Yeah, no, it's not be able to sit down for this bench.
Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. Oh, apologies. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Nobody home. All right, 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Anybody home?
Oh, dear. All right. 01465-7190 is only for the ladies. Until I'm sure that, you know, maybe the 0700 is down, then I can let you call the ladies line. But for now, only ladies can call 01465-7190. Okay? Hello, good morning. Hello.
Sometimes I feel like these people just call to hear your voice and then they hang up. I like to share mine.
You
anyway.
Know, you can hear my voice right now as I speak on the radio. You don't have to call me and just be breathing on the other side. That's weird. I find you weird.
So, you see, my mother would say that one time she told me this. Right now, I don't think there's no need to actually. It's not yet time. That's the word for me to, you know, start to practice what she said. But it's going to live in me for life. Mm. She said there will always be siblings discord. You always have issues. There's always be siblings rivalry at some point. Mm-hmm. But never involve your children. Never. There are things you do for your sibling. You don't have to let your children, because children will be children. Mm-hmm. You don't have to let them know about it. Because just imagine, she painted a scenario. Mm. So your kids are talking to your brothers, and they're like, it's not my mother that did this for your father that. You don't need all of that. Whatever happens between your siblings should always stay between you and your siblings. Don't involve your children.
Mm.
And that will stay with me for life.
Because I feel like there's a level of relationship conversations that should not go beyond that circle of your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's on a need to know basis.
Yes, the exceptions.
And I think your mother is a wise one. Mm-hmm. She's wise. She's wise.
All right, on WhatsApp, this person says, good morning, ladies. Please, can you introduce me to that beautiful girl that is with you in the studio? Her voice is killing me. My mother advised me...
Feta, baby. Her name is Feta.
Come on.
Feta, baby. Feta Dynamo. Don't go and search for her. Feta. Olua Feta.
Is there the voice?
And she's single. You understand me? And she will kill with the voice.
Really, Marianne? That's how you want to tell me? Anyway, he says, my mother advised me to follow girls with fine voice to calm my spirit when I'm down.
Xavier, just fly. What are you flying? Delta. Just come. I'm keeping her for you here in Lagos. She's very single. I've been looking forward to give her to
Marianne,
see.
Really?
Xavier, the Lord has spoken through your mom. This is who Fessa has been waiting for. Thank you and God
Marianne,
bless.
Marianne, you don't have to. You know,
Xavier, my Instagram is MIMIEYO. DM me, I will give you Fessa. For free, on a platter.
Let me go meet him in text.
So that she can go to the abroad and just go. I'm sending her as parcel. You understand me?
Tell the world that you want to get rid of me. Don't you cut corners.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You can be part of the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. What's the best advice you've gotten as a human being? And how has it helped you? And what's the other advice that you got? You thought it was the best. And then when you practicalized it, it messed you up. We'd like to hear that too. Because you know what? It's not just about the good, but sometimes the bad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
All right. Well, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190 for the ladies. If you're a guy, call 0700-993-993-993. Or you could join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. That's our handle. Or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Okay.
I'm trying to make it back, okay?
I'm sorry, but
the funny thing about this is, as you share your advice, the funny thing, you know, advice is not for just one person. You might think that the advice was given to you at a time where you needed it, or like me now. Mine is not even, it's a timeless advice, you know? But some people it's have the opportunity to even learn from what, you know, you have heard that helps your life.
Yeah, it's very important.
And continues to help your life.
It's very important because, I mean, that thing that your mom said is very, very apt, very, very important.
Families are separated because of that.
Yeah.
You can't come to your brother's house because of one
it's
offense.
Also, it's also similar to if you're a husband and wife and you're having issues, then you start telling the children. Of course, it's going to split, you know, the children. It's going to... their loyalty is going to be split.
Sure.
And sometimes, most times, and I'm not saying that the women are the ones who are guilty, but half the time, the women always, you do that and pitch their parents, the children against their husbands.
She said when she and her husband were planning to get married, they were having this talk, you know, the talks that to be married people should have. And one of those conversations, he said, what would you do if our kid, you know, did something wrong during the day and I happened to not be around or something? What would you do to just say, of course, I would wait for you. He said, no, don't do that thing our parents used to do, that they'll say, when your daddy come back, so I'll be the bad person. Beat the child, do whatever I want to do. When I come back, I will second.
I put like, my stamp of approval.
Don't be saying, when your daddy comes back, I will report
to
you.
So the child, right? When I say, daddy, mommy beat me, say, she beat you, she not beat you. Well, come, let me help you.
Nice, let's be a team. I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to be bad cop.
But like, there are times that you can have a good cop, bad cop relationship because the child has to have somebody who smacks and the other who brings
closer,
so it has to be okay. We're going back to the phone lines, even though we feel like 0700 is having issues. I didn't finish saying it, sorry. You keep trying. If you're calling us on the phone lines, keep trying. I don't know if 0700 is having issues. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Life. Where are you? Why are you hiding and calling us?
I'm inside the bank. Okay.
Inside the bank. Are you serious? Okay.
Banker. Should we come and collect money? We like money.
If you like money, why not in Nigeria again now?
Which kind of talk be this one? That's where they count now.
Okay. Tell us.
I should tell you what.
That thing that you're counting, what is it? You say there's no money in Nigeria. What's the meaning of that talk?
You want to
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us, what's the best advice you've gotten as a person?
Okay, the best advice I got in life was when I was staying with my dad's sister, which is my immediate mom.
Okay.
It teaches me how to be hardworking human being. Because I was thinking that towards those times he was in to punish me, understand? But I didn't know that he was hurting me.
What did she say to you that has stayed with you?
You say what?
What's the advice that she gave you that has stayed with you?
Oh, advice she gave to me is for me to keep on focusing on life, even though if I fall down or if I do something I should not regret over it. I will keep on doing it.
Okay. All right.
So it gave me more strength. It gave me more strength to face the life issues, even though when I was taking my first exam, my first meet, and I have to continue on that understand. So the advice helped me a lot.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Here's the life.
Yeah. Yes. My bad advice for my uncle, she be tell me that she no go ever allow any sibling join any Nigeria force. My younger brother, she be try for join Nefit, you know what? So my uncle, thank God today, she said that he didn't work because he be resigned for Nigeria police. That time, Nigeria police, the uniform is not black and black. She be resigned for Nigeria force.
Okay. All right, Victor. Thank you very much for calling. I think this is not the first time that Victor said this, that he had an uncle who was in the police and resigned from the police and said that he would never allow any of his children, to join the force. And I really wonder what happened to him that made him, take that resolve. Because it's a call to serve, sir.
But then... only him can tell what he I saw.
Exactly. If you're not wearing the shoe, you can't tell where it pinches.
You can't tell.
Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Goldus. Calling from Julie.
Please turn off your radio, sir.
I said my name.
Your name is Boom.
Your name is Boom Boom Boom, boom, boom because you did not turn up your radio, sir. That's the problem. Sorry, call us back. We got a message. Let's see if
I do have it. Patrick Abel from Akute. Acute says the advice that's helped me so far is to face the reality of life and defeat the enemy fear. And I got this from a movie. Can't remember the title though. And I got another one from the singer LL Cool J, who said, don't make decisions when you're angry, and it's helping me. Mm. Okay.
Love. I think that that's very, very, love very, it. Very, very important.
Important.
When you're angry, step aside.
Don't make decisions when you're mad.
Breathe. Go for a walk. Whatever works for you, but don't take any decisions because you're angry. Because you see, anger is like a little bit of madness. And what happens at that point, you can never take it back. It's like
it back.
A broken egg.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's gotten to the ground, you cannot put it back together. Mm-hmm. And so, Patrick, that's a really good one. I can take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'll be trying the line.
You have to say what's up, Lagos, before you continue.
Okay, right. So sorry, you said something about...
Sorry. Please, say what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, cheers to life.
All right, thank you. So sorry, I just want to contribute to what you said earlier concerning some parents that do look treat their children that nobody should beat them, especially in school girls.
Sorry.
I don't think you're calling
You're calling
the
wrong
show.
Station. No, this is not us. I'm so sorry. That is not us. We're not talking about parents doing anything.
We're not talking about that.
No.
So are you listening to previous podcasts?
Oh, maybe, because we talked about parenting yesterday. So maybe that's it. Not today. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to
life. All right, you're my last
caller.
Go, quick.
Well, I really want to retrieve the fact that my late mom advised me that it is a risk not to take a risk.
It's a risk not to take a risk.
Word.
Yes. No matter the situation in life, I must not give up. I must keep taking the risk. So, and I hold that to my chest till now. I want to commend Lua Beta. She has a very nice voice.
Beta.
Thank you.
Please, we're looking for suitors. If you have money, please.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't have money, but I'm single and searching.
God will help you.
God will help you find who you are searching for, but not our Feta. Feta is going to the ISB there. Thank you. I am already pissed. Hey, look at this debt I get. She also go to Texas. See, I'm out of Texas. We're going for a break, Lagos. When we come back on the other side, we will be discussing. In fact, when you. What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
right,
we
do.
Let it go. One time.
My people hustle like to rock.
One time.
I told you that your music career wants to start here. It's just that it will start, but
I have been signed.
From
I have been signed.
By who?
Watch out for the next movie.
By Rupaku Records. By the way, Rupaku is important.
Oshakolo Records.
Anyway, so what's up, Lagos? I'm Mary Anna Cole. Professor is still here with me in the studio. Now, I did tell you that the second segment, we're going to be debating. Now, have you ever heard the statement, what do you bring to the table? Have you heard it?
Where did it
emanate from? Who
invented
who coined it?
What situation brought it up?
But I'm sure that you know Steve Harvey, a daytime TV megastar, writer,
actor,
and of
comedian.
Course, comedian, actor. He's an amazing guy. Husband, father.
Can we say women advocate though?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he is. But I mean, we all know Steve Harvey. If you don't know him from his movies, you know him from his daytime shows, or you know him from his comedy or acting, Steve Harvey. He has had something to say about this statement of what do you bring to the table? And half the time, that statement is targeted at women. Yes. And most men have asked women that question. And Steve Harvey did not necessarily find it so easy. We're going to allow you to listen to Steve Harvey and what he has to say. It's not us, so he's the one that said it. But we want the ladies and the gentlemen. If you're a lady and you've ever had somebody ask you that question, like what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table of this relationship? What do you have to offer this relationship? Then you might want to listen. And if you're a gentleman who's ever asked that or contemplated asking a lady what she brings to the table, you might want to listen and share your thoughts with us if you agree or disagree. It's a debate. And let's take a listen to Steve Harvey and what he has to say.
Today. That's what's wrong with this generation today. These young boys today, what do she bring to the table? The hell you mean, man? What do you bring to the table? You got a woman that can come to the table that can make another you. What else she need to slide up to the table with? What about your job? What happened to men who were supposed to be responsible? Do you know that it's our job to take care of a woman and some children, to have a family? That's our damn job. That's what's wrong with this generation today.
Well, that's Steve Harvey in his very American accent. And excuse him, because he seems angry. He was a guest on the show, a podcast, and he was asked this question because it's been a great debate, I tell you, all across the world. And people always, hear other people being asked, what do you bring to the table? I've even seen a whole show that was done with men and women on one side, and it was a huge debate. What do I bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? And the woman said, well, I bring this and I bring that. And then the man says, well, I can hire a maid to clean, to cook, to do all of these things. So why do I need you? Well, Steve Harvey is here to give us some Uncle Steve
Hastings
table breaking a position. But then you're not supposed to take a hook, line, and sinker. You can pick holes. Please feel free to tell us exactly what you think about this term or this statement of what do you bring to the table. He's saying that this is what is wrong with today's young men, that they don't want to be responsible. His words, not mine. I know a couple of responsible men. he says, it is the primary job of a man to provide and take care of your wife and your children. Don't forget, he didn't say it's the job of a boy or a boyfriend. He said a job of a man.
And we know there are a lot of boys out there than men, so not so.
He didn't say it's the job of the man to take care of his girlfriend. He said his wife and children. But of course, do you know the true test to a marriage is from the relationship? You can tell. If you're not generous today, you're never going to be generous. It's not going to magically happen. You see, we have a lot of red flags that we see, but because we're in love, he's tall, dark, and handsome. Mm-hmm. He's my spec. he's from San Onyebo. I like Onyebo, by the way. and then you forget the most important things that... That's why when people say, I didn't see, it's a lie. You saw it, but you were too in love, or you thought you were in love. and you ignored it, or you hoped that you would pray it away, you know, later on in the relationship. So this is what Steve Harvey is saying this morning. Let's break the table. Are we ready?
So I feel like there's going to be a little resistance from people calling because we are two ladies talking about what does a woman bring to the table. Let's also remember that it looks like there's every tendency that the only person who's asked this question is a woman. Right. But also, let's...
Of course, because, yeah, I mean...
Because from time immemorial, I don't think in the past, men already think they knew exactly what women bring to the table. And he mentioned that, but I don't think I'm quite comfortable with
again,
him saying...
Again, yes, that's why I said it's a debate, so feel
she's
free...
She's going to reproduce. That's all she's good for?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been like a lot of shifts
so
in 21st
century.
So all
you need to do is reproduce mini-me's. That's your job.
That's your job, you know? So what else is more to a woman? Just making babies? I don't think so. I don't think so. I feel like there's been a lot of shifts, you know, economic shift. One time on the show, on the lounge, I did a show for breadwinners and firstborn. And then when I was coining the topic, I told myself, oh, mom, there's nothing like firstborn children being breadwinners anymore. Things have changed. Nowadays, in some very normal families, you're seeing that it's even the last born of the family that is the breadwinner, you know. So there's been a lot of economic shift. So you can't really say now. That's why I don't know who started the question. I don't know how it started. But I'm sure that somebody thought about this, that apart from this person giving me children, what else? What if a woman cannot have kids?
What if? Well, let's listen to Uncle Steve again and then let's hear what she had to say.
Today, these young boys today, what do she bring to the table? The hell you mean, man? What do you bring to the table? You got a woman that can come to the table that can make another you. What else she need to slide up to the table with? What about your job? What happened to men who were supposed to be responsible? Do you know that it's our job to take care of a woman and some children, to have a family? That's our damn job.
Okay. Well, that's what Uncle Steve has to say. Do you know it is your job to take care of a woman and your children and start a family? That's his question.
It's a woman's job to make children. Because he mentioned
It doesn't seem like a lot of us who are... I've been working our whole lives. Our whole lives, like literally half my life. I mean, July this year is going to make me 19 years.
Woo!
On this job.
Guess who's sitting with a legend? Me.
you're not serious. And I'm going to turn 40 in October. So I've worked half my life.
Still looking 26.
I know, darling. Tell me about it. But... it might not sit well because not all of us want to get married and have babies. Not all of us are excited to want to marry. Mm-hmm. Not all of us prioritize having babies or being somebody's trophy wife. It works for some people. I mean, some people now say, I'm tired of working. I want to be a kept woman. It's okay. But I don't know how many women would appreciate Steve Harvey's position. Because again, Steve is speaking from a position of he's an old school guy.
He has, I think,
five daughters, if not four, and then two sons. So he does know what it is to take care of a woman. He works hard. He breaks his back. We know this. He's got so many shows. He has Family Feud. He has the Steve Harvey Show. He's on radio. He's on TV. He's an actor. He knows how to play in the big leagues. And this is his position. But if you do not agree with Steve Harvey's position, please
come forward.
Let's have this debate. And for those who say, what do you bring to the table when it comes to the woman? Why do you ask that question? And for the women, what do you really bring to the table? Yes.
It will have broken.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01-465-7190. And you could join the conversation on WhatsApp. That's 0809-597-5805. It's a debate. And it's, I don't know if it's going to be a battle of the sexes, but let's have this conversation. They don't break the table, or this table still get two legs. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Lagos, good morning.
Cheers.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Femi.
Okay.
So my opinion about this is I look at generations differently, and different generations have their different what drives them. We are the information generation, we had the social media generation, which is where we are presently, and mm-hmm. we have the previous generation as well. Mm-hmm. So Steve Harvey, as an individual, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
belongs to the older generation, where the idea or the ideal man is one who raises a family, takes care of the family, the mother at home, and all that. Mm-hmm. But these days, today we are even at home. People work at home and earn legitimately. So, bringing such an opinion that when we talk about what do you bring to the table, everybody can bring something to the table, even while at home taking care of the family and trying to handle everything from home.
Mm.
Even men work from home these days. I work from home remotely. So you have to bring something to the table. You don't have to shift every of the responsibility to one individual to carry a load that in this world we are sometimes it could be so overwhelming that one person may not be able to handle everything.
Definitely.
So everybody can bring something to the table. So that question is very legitimate. What can you bring to the table? Oh, presently, I work remotely. Presently, I'm a tech person. Presently, I do customer service. So there's something that can come to the table from everyone. And we shouldn't just rely on the fact that the idea of a particular generation will be translated into this generation and everybody have to run with that. No, everybody has something to bring to the table.
All right. Thank you very much,
Marianne, Femi. It seems as though when people say this something to the table, it seems as though they're talking about money, literally.
In Femi's case, he's saying, I need you to be my support system.
Financial.
Yes, I'm going to take care of you, but you need to bring money too.
Wow. Let me take this message on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm Dixon from Ikorodu. I disagree with Steve. The question is ideal and can be asked by either the woman or the man. If we're partners, it means we should have a mind that would collectively and individually bring something to the table. However, it's better I ask the question and make plans with the answers I got than grumble and die bearing all the brunt. A man can provide everything, as Steve said, and still be irresponsible. He can be unfaithful to his woman. You see? I like that one. Marianne, please leave Steve Harvey selling his market and speaking to what his audience need to hear. In today's world, everyone must come to the table with something. And everybody asks this, men and women. Women ask same question, but not openly. She asks and profiles a guy, asking him out in his mind.
So a guy that is asking her out in her mind, she's already profiling him. How much does he have? Can he pay my bills? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Profiles the guy asking out, I guess, in her mind. And what will he do for me? Can he take care of me? Is he man enough? This is Chris listening
from
Accra.
Chris in Accra. So should the man also be thinking, can she take care of me? Is she supposed to take care of you?
A woman can take care of a man too now.
You're still not getting it.
Okay. Nah.
So she's getting into a relationship with you to take care of you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, because, you know, if not, then she can just ask you out and pay your bills.
Right.
It doesn't mean, if it's not insulting to you. Because, you know, we're in Africa too.
Mm.
And I think it's also worldwide. Men don't like when the woman
is upfront,
yes, and lording, you know. So if that's the case, then tables have turned. Is that where we're going? That's the question. If what Chris is saying is anything to go by, then should we start asking the guys out?
I mean, some people actually believe
and then
that.
Be the ones to pay their bills.
But you know, that's old information. Everybody believes, some people, not everybody, sorry for that, that it's normal, right?
You know how they say to, you know how men
to
say
do
to
that.
Men that who women pay their bills? They call them gigolos.
So you see. People will come
it's
for me.
It's a debate.
Okay. I'm not even ready.
Say
I'm not
it
ready
your
for
chest.
That conversation
Say it your
today.
Chest. Say
let's
chest.
Do Steve Harvey yes
Say,
or no.
Yeah, no. It's not a yes or no. It's a debate. So Steve is saying that he's sick of this generation and always thinking that, you know, they shouldn't be responsible, hoping that, you know, a woman has to come and foot some of the bills. That's his position. He's saying primarily this is a responsibility of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should the woman sit and cross her arms? No. I'd feel insulted if you expect that because I'm married to you, even if you're Dangote, I should just not work.
You know,
I like to work.
Because sometimes even a rich man gets broke. It gets to a point where he needs more.
Dangote than is never going to be broke.
No, I mean,
hello, good morning.
The kind of
what's
broke
up,
he's
Lagos?
Broke. Not the kind of broke I'm broke.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning.
You have Madam Shakara calling from Egbeda.
Okay, Madam Shakara. Shakara. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I really like this topic. And I'm 100% in support of the very first caller. You see, the world we live in now is a different world. It's dynamic. So gone are the days when a woman just come in and expects the man to shoot the whole beast, sit at home and start producing children. The times have changed. The truth is that women just have to be prepared to equally support. Talk of financial support. You know, any type of project that the man, that the family wants to embark on, the woman must be able to contribute mentally, intellectually. Because if we leave this old load on the shoulders of the men, the truth is,
they
will die young.
Exactly, and the man can't carry all of the burden. He would just have brain something, aneurysm from thinking.
To help our men, we must be prepared. That's the truth.
Yes.
Come to the table.
With a little something, because you see, yes, Madam Shakara. But Madam Shakara, let me ask you a question. Do you have kids? Yes. Do you have kids?
Yeah, yes, I have.
Do you have one that's almost a teenager, or even more older than a teenager?
I think she's teenager, 15.
Okay.
15.
So girls in today's world believe that, look, I'm beautiful, I'm a queen, I'm like a baddie and everything.
Period.
And so, you know, I don't have to do nothing because, you see, I'm cute. And that's all. I'm like you won me as a trophy, so why don't you treat me as one? Wake up in the morning and polish me, do my nails. You know that I don't need to work for nothing because, you see, I'm pretty.
That ideology, I don't support it, because table can turn, according to Uncle Jimmy. Do you understand? What if anything happens to the man, for crying out loud? Is it your nails? All those your things, your fixes.
She's a baddie. She'll bat her eyelashes at somebody else and they'll pick up her
children
abuse.
That you are rearing. Things can change. Anything can happen. We live in an uncertain, a world of uncertainty. We have to be prepared.
Absolutely.
Are you with me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, the woman has to. We cannot keep everything on the shoulder of the man. His parents are there for him to take care of. He will take care of your own parents. He will take care of the children. Haba.
Cuckoo kill him. Thank you very much, Madam Shakara. We're still taking your thoughts and comments. What do you bring to the table? That question that shakes a lot of tables, sometimes leave it with one leg. Well, Steve Harvey has come in he swooped in to speak on behalf of the ladies and, of course, to the gentlemen. He's saying he's tired of young men today not wanting to be responsible. Maybe because there are people who don't really want to be responsible. And that's what he's talking to. He might be talking to those people, but he's also saying, why do you ask a woman what she brings to the table? Is it not enough that she comes to the table to replicate you, give birth to your children and take care of them? And he's saying your job as a man is to take care of your wife and your children and to make a family. Do you agree? Do you support Steve Harvey? Or as a lady, do you feel insulted that all you're supposed to come to this world to do is have babies?
Go bomb picking.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Please turn off your radio. I'll tell you that one more time.
Turn it off now.
All right. Turn it off and call us back. Please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right. Apologies. Do call us back if that was you.
Okay. Back on WhatsApp, I'm Olu from Ikorodu. Ideally, the man should provide all in capital letters. But in the event of the woman being able and willing to bring something, fine. But it should not be a must for wives to bring a dime to the table. Okay. Sadly,
So you can marry a baddie then. Because, you know, she's a baddie. Ooh.
Family Pundit says, sadly, the only thing some bring to the table is childbearing, which these days can even be outsourced. You have to be able to contribute something significant to the relationship that when it's not there, you'll be missed.
So what is that thing that
he says? Financial advice. okay? Some people cannot even contribute emotionally, but relationship is not a one-directional thing. It's an equilibrium that needs to be balanced by both. If not so, it's Victor from Alakpere. I don't even know how it feels like for a lady to pay my bills. It's very weird for me. I think it's a two-way thing. I see nothing wrong while the two married people can't take care of themselves. Now, imagine the man working while the wife don't work. Now, let's imagine if the man gets suspended or sacked from work while his wife doesn't work. That mentality doesn't work here in Nigeria. That's why divorce rate is so high in America, LOL. If Naso Steve have a mama do, when them bonam, he know for day alive today. They talk this rubbish.
Bad ballet is allowed. And there are people who think that he's making sense. There are people who also would debate it. And that's why we brought it to you. But Lagos, we have to go for a break and bring you some information. When we come back, this conversation is still on. Stay with us.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up, Lagos! I'm still here now. Marianne is still very much here too. And of course, we are talking the debate. Steve Harvey has brought it to the table and we have to talk about it. We are yet to conclude if this issue has broken the table or shaking the table or what again?
I don't know.
Anything the table.
But it's a debate. I think it's a great debate that we must have, a healthy one.
What do you bring to the table? This question is often asked in relationships. Or about to be, when you want to get into a relationship, it's the question that you ask. And we're saying, do you agree with what Steve Harvey had to say concerning that? Because we already played the audio for you to listen to. Or do you have another opinion? All you have to do, call us on the number 0700-993-993-993. That number is only for males, okay? We have a customized female number that you can call as a female, 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-597-5805, okay? Fred says here on WhatsApp, on Steve Harvey's statement, let's not forget he lives in a society where baby mamas is on a huge rise, with men that really don't want to take responsibility for the kids. And the women, too, don't mind. So I think those are some of the things that made him make that statement. Eating deep in our society, from that celeb lifestyle to our daily environment.
Yeah, okay. But you see, the reason why I didn't want to go that direction is because we all live on social media now.
Yeah.
All of the baddie attitude, the slay queen attitude, we got it from the West, whether we like it or not.
Take it or leave
it. And so it's spreading and it's eating in. So every girl who's pretty, has got a great look, big, you know,
that's all she has to bring
behind, you know, she's like a hot cake.
I'm the table.
Exactly. So some people say, honey, I'm the table. I'm everything. I'm the body. You know, and that's why a lot of people are dying on surgery tables because they have to look a certain way to get to attract the kind of men and the money that they need, because that's the body lifestyle. So the yachts and the champagne life and, you know, twerking in Dubai. That's the thing. So I as much as I agree that, you know, Uncle Steve was trying to talk about people in his environment or addressing young men who are refusing to be responsible, he's also addressing the norm that has become the order of the day, not just in America, but all across the world.
The world, yes. Yes, I'll agree to that too.
Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, coming from where Fred is standing, I think it's more of an environment thing. But then again, what is the environment if we're not talking about the economy? Because I'm coming from a place where I feel like this question emanates or emerged from a changing society where things have drastically changed in terms of who provides, who brings what to the table. Before now, there was the hunter and the gatherer thing. The man hunts, the woman gathers, right? So everybody knows their departments.
Because the woman naturally is supposed to be a support system for the man, one way or the other, emotionally.
But we also know what came out from
that. And otherwise.
There was a lot of exploitation from that process where, I mean, men treated women poorly, unfairly.
Definitely.
So you see,
hence the conversation where women have to come into their own. And how do you come into your own if you're not pulling your own weight?
Great.
Yes, darling, because if he gives you everything, and it's great. I mean, I would love a man who gives me everything that I need, but I must be able to, if one day he decides to unplug, I must be able to stand on my two feet.
Mm. And then look at it from the angle of just forget about husband and wife. In a relationship where one person just takes and never gives anything, how do you even feel about it in the first place? Like you're just the one who is receiving everything and never gives anything back. That's not even a healthy thing to start with.
It's unhealthy. But ladies, gentlemen, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. Or better still, send us a WhatsApp message. 0809-597-5805. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Where are you? What's are you up, in Lagos? Are you on Okada? We cannot hear you. Where? Hello?
I can hear you.
No. Your line is very, very poor, sir. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Here's just alive.
Good morning. You got 60 seconds.
My girl, please, Leke.
Hi, Leke.
For me, I think that is the one. The comment. If you want orientation that being many ladies to the chances that be with never. And I think this kind of thing is not continue. No, I'm looking at, you are living in a generation where, in the past, economy has to be the physical strength. But now you are living in another place economy. And unless you know how to move, whether you are a guy or anyone can make money, though, when it comes to contribute to marry something, so making a database on so it all, absolute power corrupt, absolutely. If I understand a man that is the one responsible for everything that has to do with you, you're ready to get yourself to abuse another. So everyone should be on your desk financially. Although, one must be able to be a great.
You have 60 seconds and it's up. We need to take other calls. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, apologies. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, my name is...
My goodness. I'm so sorry. I think the connection has been really bad today for most people who've called us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All quiet.
Sorry about that. It's been a tough day for the phone lines. So sorry, guys. Keep trying. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? The person put us on hold. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes. The last time I called the station was like 2 years ago. That was calling.
Congratulations.
Welcome back.
Yay. So, it's nice to hear new voices and new presenters and all. Uh-huh. So, just talking to the current topic. I think it's very, very important that our women understand that when you are trying to get into a relationship, we should always factor in, contingencies. A lot of things will happen as the adage goes. Death is promised. The man that you are trying to enter a relationship to can die at any time, even if it is healthy.
Or can lose his job, or the money can stop coming
exactly.
in.
A lot of things can happen. So I lost my dad at the age of 2. I didn't even get to know him. So we were five in the family, and my mother took the responsibility of everyone. Everyone is a graduate. I'm good. Everyone is working so fine, doing fantastically well. Let's assume my mother wasn't educated, and then because we didn't have family. Our mother took the responsibility and took care of everyone in the family. So my message is that some of our women, some of them are feeble, and at the same time, some are super intelligent. They get influenced easily. telling them if a man does not have money, don't marry, doesn't have anything, cannot provide for you. I mean, they should always look at the future event, look at the blueprint and see what possibility things that can happen in the future and then see how you can factor your plan into it so that you'll be fine at the end of the day because the children that belongs to that man is also your
children. Also your children.
And if they're going to be successful, they'll also be useful to you. Yeah. I mean, by the grace of God, now our mother is living fine. We have houses. She has everything.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, it all pays out for our women. So,
yeah.
I mean, my point is that, I mean, money should not be a kind of thing that, okay, since this man cannot provide, I cannot bring anything to the table. Mm. Everybody should bring everything to the table. Should bring something to the table, rather. For Harvey, his point may be valid. Maybe the man is an old school, as rightly said by you.
Mm.
He doesn't really know what is going on in the current reality.
Really?
He didn't say he's old school.
Really?
He does know what's going on.
He's playing in the field right now, so please.
All right. I mean, that's just my point.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
He's
still hustling. He knows what's happening. But it's
back here.
It's interesting how, you know, we all just, we feel like, oh, the man should always take care of us. It's beautiful. Like I said, it's great.
Who doesn't like freebies?
If a man is not willing to take care of you, then he's not ready for that relationship.
Sure.
But then you also need to hold your own, because what if, just as he said, something bad happens? You have to be able to pull your own weight.
Benedict J.K. Jamadike.
Whatever that means. Okay.
Let me read this message on WhatsApp that says, "Hello, Feta Marianne. Steve is entitled to his opinion, and I don't agree with him. Nigerian men need to open their eyes, look around, and see that women live longer than us because our pride no allow us make our wives work. No go let pride kill you as man. No. Couples are like the hands washing each other. Both men and women must bring something to the table. Money, care, moral support, and all other support to each other. If something happens to the man somewhere along the line, what becomes of the family? Now, we both first buy me gifts and lunch for this life. The feeling hits differently, I beg.
Exactly.
Prince from Netherlands."
Exactly. And I think that women need to come off that high horse of, oh, the man has to do everything. The man has to... Who takes care of the man?
Okay. And that's the pressure that society puts
on him. Who takes care of the man? Who finds out how he's feeling? Who's checking up on him? Who's trying to understand his struggles?
Main life matter.
Because you always want him to do... And I am still on this side of the divide saying, yes, the man has to give you money. He has to pick up your bills. But who takes care of the man? Who's doing nice things for him? Who's checking up on him? Who's making him feel wanted and loved?
His mother, they say.
Because, you know, it's not... It's not just giving him something in the other room that makes him feel loved. No. There's so many other things. It's the little things, ladies. And I just, before I go, please, you're more than just your flesh. You can give more. So start now. Let's change that mindset. Yes, he will give you, but who's taking care of the man? We got to go because we have some information to bring to you. Guys, we have to go. We have to go. We want to say thank you for being part of the conversation today. Because you know what? Without you, there is no show.
No,
there is no show. Ah, she's alive.
Ah!
She's alive.
She's here.
Thank you, Jesus.
In all her glory.
We are unable.
Whoa,
we're unable to say what we just saw. What our eyes are seeing. I'm all cannot say.
High for
in green. Like she's ready for the coronation of King Charles.
Wow. Mm. Love it.
It's okay, guys. I gotta go because my mouth is full now. I can't. But don't forget, follow Nigerian Info on all of its social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and like, subscribe to our YouTube page. Download the Nigerian Info mobile app and take us everywhere you go. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's MIMI. EYO, that's
Mimi Ayo.
Or search for Marianne Dukukun. I will slap this girl. Just search for Marianne Dukukun anywhere else and I will pop up in all my glory.
Nah,
and Feta.
Of course.
Oh, we have to say happy birthday to
Feta's
brothers.
Fortune and Isaac.
Happy birthday. We love you guys. Send us cake, please. We love
you.
We'll
send you cake, all right?
Mm-hmm. We gotta go, Lagos. We love you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. We live like La Vida.